As we started to record today, there's a fucking fly that won't leave me alone.
It's about to punch Mark in the head because it was on his head.
Yeah. Kelly, you have a cat. I don't know why he's not doing his job.
Yeah, because they're locked in the back room.
Mark, hold still.
Got hit by AC.
Flies need homes, too.
No, they don't.
No. No.
You're right. They don't.
But most of us have like worked at a restaurant and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like everyone but John has worked at a restaurant apparently. Yeah. And just like there are just, like the reason why you clean everything is because flies will appear out of nowhere and will never go away.
God help you around fruit.
Yep.
All it takes is one bad fruit just to start spoiling everything, and flies will freaking swarm like crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
Man, you'd be disappointed in some of the restaurants I've worked at. They don't clean everything.
No.
And they don't do it. And what they do clean, they don't often do well.
I was talking more about the standard, not necessarily in practice.
The standard that the public thinks
restaurants
live by.
It's like once you start working in a restaurant and you're like, I know what's going on back there. Yeah, I'm not going there.
There's a couple places around that I know people who've worked at. I'm like, I'm never eating.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some places where like the salad bar is like 5 inches from the dishwashing station.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
and
oh no.
Yeah, you don't know that when you get your salad, but
nope.
This, I do when what I give it to about? You.
Oh my god, this place is so bad. Even the alcohol spoiled.
You just gotta reduce, reuse, recycle.
There's a weird transition, but what are some of when you have worked at a restaurant? What are some of the craziest stories you got? Because
I feel discriminated against.
John, you can talk about, you know,
just make it up.
If you got insulted by a flower one time or something.
He's out there pruning and a bee flew right at his face or something, which probably has happened.
So the one story I have. So I was 15 when I worked at a restaurant. It's not in business anymore, so I'm not gonna say the name. But I was 15 just doing prep. I was, you know, making toast and mixing, you know, salad, that kind of stuff. Well,
I just imagine you making toast and salad at the same time.
Wait, you talking about Toast and Salad Joe's? I love that place.
It was
it's Jake's specialty. He's got this.
I just put a Greek salad on a fucking sandwich. There you go. This is a weird meal. Yeah, but it's authentic.
Michelin star.
The station that I had, the bread was directly on top of the microwave that we would use to like heat up soup and stuff like that. And so, you know, and then the toaster was directly next to the microwave. So that was my like station, you know. And I remember there was one time when I was going back and forth with making the soups and getting the bread out and everything like that, at one point I opened up the microwave door and then threw something in and then slammed the door and then, you know, hit a minute or whatever it was. Well, you know the little twisty ties that you tie the bread bag with?
Oh, no.
Well, it fell into the microwave door.
Cool.
And so I turned around to do something, and when I turned back around, there was a fucking lightning storm happening inside of the microwave. And so I was like, mind you, 15 years old, and I was like, oh, shit. So I just opened the door. It's lit. The plastic is literally on fire, and I just, like, swat it out with my bare hand because I was like, oh, no. So I just, like, swat it out, and it went out and everything like that, and I just, like, pulled off the burnt part because I was going to use a whole bag of bread that day anyway. But for, like, 2 weeks, I had like a burn blister on my hand because I set out burning metal plastic with my hand. So that's my horror story. Is that I almost started a fire.
Well, that's pretty good. See, like a lot of different places I worked at, like me, of course, like I was doing catering for a while too. So a lot of them was weddings. So there was a lot of trashy stuff that happens, but I'm going to restrict myself back to the restaurant parts. Best part was, so you know how hectic it is. I was working as a busser, a waiter. I worked, helped the line cooks every so often. I was helping put together trays, you know, just to make sure everything was getting out, running, and all that stuff. So what happened? So for people that have never worked in a kitchen before, especially when it's busy, it gets extremely volatile real quick. And chefs are one of the most people, I probably not all chefs, but most of the ones I've met, slightly alcoholic and very angry.
Yeah.
So you have someone.
Yeah, I mean, you're just talking about restaurant workers.
Yeah.
That's restaurant true. Workers yeah, in general.
Kitchen,
oh, yeah.
When like, it gets hot, when it gets hot and busy in the kitchen.
Hot, busy, 110 degrees back in the kitchen. Boom. Like everything. It's just, it all takes is like a pin just to set everybody off. So the one thing that happened is I wasn't the one that did it, thankfully. And it wasn't the waiter's fault. It was just that they sent out steak. Steak was supposed to be medium rare, you know, whatever. And then the woman changed her mind on the very last second and said, I want it well done. And of course, like...
She's dumb.
It's not...
yeah.
And like I said, it's not the waiter's fault, but like, I could just tell his face was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm not have to tell the chef because he was in a good mood. And so he brought the thing back and he was just like, hey, chef, yeah, so the woman wants it well done, and he just kind of looked at it, picked up the plate, and just hurled it against the wall, and it was like, fuck this place, and he just stormed outside and just started smoking cigarettes.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He was not in a good mood. Then he came in a couple hours later. Like, he came in later, like, a couple minutes later, and was like, I'm good. All right, let's get this ready. And he just started again, like, nothing happened.
God.
Like, there was, like, on the wall, there was just, like, piece of mashed potatoes just smeared on the wall.
God.
And, like, just, and it was just like, yep, that happened, but we don't acknowledge it right now. We just got to keep moving.
Yeah.
It was such a, I mean, like, we've had some people, like, also, you know, because, you know, a lot of people are young, so they're drunk, come in drunk still, men are just working drunk. And, you know, the best thing is they go into one of the walk-in freezers and just trying to...
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Just trying to cool off from it. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. I know. I worked in some fun ones. They were fun.
My goodness. I have so many stories.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to choose one.
I know. Because you and Tim worked at the same place for a long time. So.
Yeah. I mean, the first place I worked at were definitely the worst drug addicts I'd ever worked with. The second restaurant wasn't quite as bad. But I mean, I remember a story of. The server walked up to us, and I was a busser at the time, I think, and she was like freaking out, like, and like she was crazy high, and she had dropped her bag of pills under her table.
Oh,
it fell out of her apron, and
oh,
she was
holy.
Like, she was like frantic. She was like, I need one of you to crawl under my table and grab my pills.
Oh my
and we're like,
God.
No, like get them yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, that's a. That's a bad one.
I'm just thinking immediately, like, when we were working there, we'd be like, give us $20 and we'll.
Another fun one that Rebecca went through was a cook forced her to serve burnt food to a table.
Oh, my God. Oh no.
Like they clearly, like, burnt their whole meal. And, like, Rebecca was like, I can't take this to the table. It's burnt. And it was, like, really busy, middle of the summer, whatever. They were like, no, it's not burnt. Go serve it to them. We're not making you another one. So she was like, okay. And she walked out. She, like, put it in front of him. And the guy was like, this is, like, really burnt. And she was like, I know. I told the cook that, but he didn't care and told me to come bring it to you. Would you like me to go get a manager to have him make another one? And she was like, he was like, yeah, please. So that was a pretty fun moment. Rebecca hated that cook. They hated
each
other.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of them can be, like, the best people, and some of them can be the biggest egotistical pieces of shit in the world.
Oh, my God,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I've dealt with all sorts of them.
But yeah, I mean, I've got so many stories. Tables getting in fist fights with each other.
Oh, yeah, like, I've had so many stories.
Wait, customers getting in fist fights?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, holy shit. Getting drunk at a table and then fighting each other outside.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, we had to call the cops at least a couple times.
Wow.
At our restaurant, children would get left behind. People would just take off on their boats and leave their children. They'd be drunk and they'd like get on their boat because it was at a marina, and it's like a 10-year-old would walk in and be like, my parents aren't here, they left on their boat. And we'd be like, oh my God,
well, you're working in the kitchen.
Here's some ice cream. Sit there, and we'll try to get them.
You live here now, kid.
The worst one was when the kid said, oh, this has happened multiple times.
Oh, okay.
Like an 8 all to 10-year-old.
Right. Oh, my strong dad energy makes my blood boil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let Tim go. He worked all in the same places.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm like trying to think of a story, and I'm going to be honest, I don't remember any horror stories. But I think that they are literally blocked in from my memory. Because to this day, I haven't worked in the restaurant business for years now.
Uh-huh.
But there will be times I wake up and I'll turn to my wife, Ariel, and I'll be like, I had another restaurant nightmare again. Like, just hold me. Wow. Like, literally, it's just, you just wake up and it's just like the sheer sense of dread just overtakes you. I'm like, I don't get these bad nightmares from like anything else in my life.
It's the in the weeds dreams.
Yeah.
Where you're just like doing something. It doesn't matter what you're doing, but you just keep falling behind.
Also, my most recent one is I dreamt that I was tight on money, so I went back to the restaurant to work on weekends. No. And the whole computer system had changed. So I was trying to print this table their check. And all of a sudden, the people who had been waiting for like 45 minutes, the guy just puts his hand on my shoulder. And he's like, I think it's been a long enough time that we waited for our check. And I like woke up. And I was like,
I'm sorry.
You know who you just met there? That was death.
Yeah. I think talking about like these horror stories, I think that... as I was thinking back to mine, as you guys were talking about yours, when I first started there, I think it was a week in, I remember hearing that it wasn't that long before I started that there was a almost knife fight in the kitchen, and that probably should have been a clue that I shouldn't be working there.
It's a bloodbath at Old Toast Joe's.
and apparently it was simply because, you know, people are moving back and forth and stuff like that, and, you know, two people are already pissed off at each other, and one person bumps another, and, like, apparently it was, like, almost a knife fight.
Awesome. Did John have any quick garden center horror stories?
Well, before I was at the garden center, I did work at a tree company, and I was on a tree crew at one point, and, by the way, what all you said about restaurant workers, 100% true for tree workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we had cut this tree up. We had it all tipped out, and it was probably about a 60-foot tree, and we had all the limbs off. And the guy in the bucket, or the tree bucket, the thing on the truck, the cherry picker, he forgot to change his rope out from dropping limbs to dropping the trunk itself, and he cut probably 2,000-pound piece of tulip poplar trunk. It was probably about 15 feet long, and you're probably talking about a 40-inch gauge trunk.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
So he drops it, and the rope snaps. It sounds like a gunshot goes off.
Yep.
And it falls to the ground, and for a hot second, it feels like an earthquake is happening. By the way, I'm probably about 20 feet away from where it dropped.
Oh, yeah. My God, that's terrifying.
So, it feels great. And by the way, if you see tree company working on the side of the road, don't worry, they're all hungover.
Awesome. So John got like an elephant-sized trunk dropped on him. Nearly.
Nearly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've heard the life expectancy of the guys that work there is not, it's not great. Yeah. Especially if you do it for a really long time. It also makes me curious what your life expectancy is here as you continue your advances onto the Cinder Claw Mine.
We're gonna live forever.
We, maybe, maybe not. Last episode, we ended with you guys taking another stab at the Cinderclaw Mine. Luckily, you had defeated the Vrock that was guarding this place. I'll actually give you a little peek behind the curtain here. So when you guys had first come here and Elkwood was sort of like walking around, Elk, had you stayed along the tree line to the, like, northwestern edge, the Vrock was there.
What?
But because you went south, something else happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So you guys could have encountered that much sooner.
So right where B2, like the number B2, that area.
Yes.
That's where it was.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so you were extremely close to just encountering a Vrock.
Imagine that plus the entire... Oh,
man, we would have been so far from you. You would have died by the time we got to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that thing was beast.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the stats up for it, but holy shit.
That was a really hard fight.
Yeah, that was a beast.
It was so hard.
But we ended last episode with you guys taking another stab at this, like I said. And this entire thing starts off with you guys trying to figure something out, and Benson just going... Nah, I got this. Ding, ding, ding.
He makes his own percussion.
mm-hmm. as he starts slamming on his shield with his long sword, a bastard sword. And the three Charaka butchers that were sitting there cooking stuff, they're probably hungover too. They look up and they see Benson. And you also hear, and you see the Sabasan directly above you in the trees. So, let me pull up the initiative here. Yeah. I would like everyone to roll initiative.
Already.
Brand new die.
All right. Going around the table, I want to know what your initiatives are. Benson.
29. 19
that's
on the die.
That's a spicy initiative. Elkwood.
Oh, well, I was stealthing in there. So using my stealth modifier, I rolled a natural 19. So that is a, I believe, 19 plus 14. Was a 33.
Yeah,
that's
a...
My gosh.
Another spicy initiative. Kesra?
18.
18. Not bad at all. And Adalar?
23.
Well... go ahead and sort this. Going first is Elkwood.
Beautiful.
So, if you had said someone else, I would have been really mad.
The Sabasan. What the fuck?
So, I will tell you guys. So, let's give a little bit of a descriptor here for everyone at home. So, the four of you are just behind the tree line. Benson, of course, up front, just behind like the edge of it. Adalar, Kesra, and Benson are sort of directly behind each other. Elkwood is about 30 feet north of them.
Mm-hmm.
Your vulture's with you, by the way. He's sort of...
I don't know why he went over there.
And about 30 feet south of these three, of Adalar, Kesra, and Benson, is the Sabasan. And then the three Charaka butchers are about 30 to 40 feet east, all at this humongous fire pit. So, Elkwood, it is your turn. Okay. What would you like to do?
So, I'm trying to remember from last session. I don't think I hunted prey on anybody. Because I know we looked up and saw it. But I can't remember if the Sabasan was in view.
No, I don't think we saw it, because it just made itself.
You remember that the Sabasan was around here, but you hadn't seen it quite yet. So
what he is going to do is, his first action, he is going to stealth up to here.
Okay.
And...
So you're stealthing up to like the edge of the tree line there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I would say probably if I was in the tree line firing out, I would probably suffer a penalty because I'm firing through tree lines and stuff. I don't know. It's up to you.
They don't have any. Well, actually, no. They're a little bit obscure because of the fire pit, but like just from your angle.
So I should move then probably here so I avoid.
Yeah. If you go a little south, you'll be able to get a clear shot on that first Charaka butcher.
So he is stealthing. He's going to hunt prey on that first Charaka guy.
Yep.
And he's going to take a shot with a fancy new
D20.
Yeah. Oh, and I will say that in preparation for this battle, I have poisoned 6 of my arrows.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. All right.
That fly.
Right. I know this fly,
like rain from the microphone. This is what I'm seeing.
The fly is the antagonist in this episode. Yeah.
So he's gonna shoot with motherfucker. That'd be a 17 to hit. Flat-footed, I guess.
That is still a miss.
Yeah. So
okay,
and he is going to hold. Since he could technically unleash Vemir right now, the vulture, he is not going to right now because that would be overexposure.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
So he is going to sit back.
All right.
In the weeds.
All right, so that's the end of your turn. Benson, you are up next.
I probably shouldn't go out further. Could just wait for them.
I mean, yeah, you could ready an action for when they get in 5 feet.
Yeah, I'm going to raise my shield, use my last two actions.
When they get within whacking range.
Ready.
Nice.
Right. Whacking range.
It is the butcher's turns.
Yep.
Oh, do we?
they are going to start going,
yep,
as they come charging at you guys. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 10, 15.
Okay.
Yep. They all move right up. So take your first readied action at the first one.
Middling roll. I don't remember what I did. 26.
26 will hit the butcher.
Okay. Sick. Garbage damage. Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's only 11 points of damage.
Hey, that was a free hit.
It was.
It was a free hit.
Well, it cost two of my actions.
I know, but...
Free hit.
Yeah. All right, and then the last one is going to go up, and he is going to stand about 10 feet back from his friends. So let me get these attacks off now. First attack with their hatchet on you, there, Benson. 23.
Miss.
Second one. 21.
Miss.
Okay.
My shield is already raised, by the way.
Okay. Second Charco Butcher comes up. First attack. Natural one.
Yes! Get that duck out.
Woo!
God bless.
What kind of weapon?
This is a hatchet, so slashing.
Melee. Funny bone! You drop one item you're holding randomly determined by the GM.
Yes!
What would he have?
He's holding an old iPod Nano.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
No, I think you drop something that's in your hand.
Yeah, he was holding the iPod.
Yeah. iPod or hatchet. Okay.
iPod or hatchet. He was listening to a Rush mixtape. He's fine.
Yeah, I guess he'll drop his hatchet, because other than that... Yeah, I mean, his only attacks really are the hatchet. He has a fist, so I guess he could just punch you. Yeah. He did that, so he went up and swung, and it just dropped right in front of him.
I like to think he swung, but Benson just, like, slammed it with his shield. And, like,
flew off.
If you ever hit your funny bone.
Yep.
I know.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Your nervous system.
Minus two for a fist.
Well, that's his last action, right? Because he moved up twice.
Yes, but remember the shriek gives you an extra action.
Yeah, they have a howler.
Yep.
Forgot about the shrieking.
But the next attack is just a regular punch.
Punch.
24.
Miss.
Miss.
Just punches to shield.
Like, ah!
All right, let me tell you what my fucking rolls were for those two guys. 6, 3, 1, 5.
Oh.
That's worrying.
Yeah, it's very concerning.
The other one is going to go up and try to throw some debris at you. He's just going to take a fucking hot coal from the fire and just wallop it at you. Natural 20.
Aww.
I think that hits.
Does he not take burn damage from holding the hot coal?
No.
Okay.
So would this be bludgeoning or bomb?
Bludgeoning.
Okay. Ooh, so split open.
Oh no.
The target takes 1d6 persistent bleed damage.
Oh. God.
Just in general?
Healed?
No, you'll get the same persistent bleed check at the end of every turn.
It should be fine.
Roll that sweet damage.
Right.
And the d6 is on your turn.
Yeah. 34. Total.
Man, okay. I really wish I could have gone before these things.
It's okay.
They're all lined up.
It's okay. Adelar's right there to heal you. So,
good.
Yep. Yeah. What I imagine. I don't know if anyone's like got a cut on their forehead. It bleeds really, really because you know you got like the blood vessels and stuff. Yep. So all of a sudden, blood is just coming right over down Benson's thigh because the stupid rock.
That was from 92 to 58 points of health.
Oh my gosh.
Ouch.
Second throw debris. 22.
Miss.
Okay.
One just got lucky.
Yep, one of them got super lucky. After that, Adelar.
I'm so concerned. That's always my predicament. It's like I have my turn planned out, and then it just gets ruined by two attacks. gosh. Should I stick with it? You know?
I should be fine until my next turn.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm gonna roll out with a burst of sound. So I need those three Charokar to make me a fortitude save.
The Butchars.
The Butchars.
Okay. Going north, south, and then east.
Okay.
In that order of these guys. First one, 19.
Fail.
Okay. Second one, 36.
crit 16.
Okay.
Okay.
East, 21.
Fail.
Wow. Okay.
All right, so one takes nothing.
Okay.
And the other two will take... 7 points of damage. And...
Wait, is that halved or...
No, that's full.
That's full?
Yeah.
2d10.
2d10.
Okay.
And then they are deafened for one round. So that means they cannot hear the shriek.
Okay.
I don't know if that matters.
I know. Nope. Jake's like, I'm already in melee. I don't care about that.
I mean, the shriek lasts for one round. It's literally there just to get them... It's literally there for them to get a good opening round or to get within range so that way they can get their full attacks off. So.
Gotcha. And then last action, because that was only two actions. Do I want to use that instead? Yeah. So you see the concern on Adelar's face as he just sees Benson start getting wrecked, and that halo appears above his head once again.
Ooh.
Very nice.
And that is his turn.
End of turn. Kezra.
Kezra is like right behind Benson. He's got like his hand on his shoulder. He's like, blur or haste.
Which one was the first one?
Blur.
I know. Solid choices.
Haste me.
He hastes you as your muscles tighten, your vision sharpens, and you feel like you could sprint this whole field in one round.
I just imagined that everything...
That was very much the greedy choice.
Yeah.
Haste only gives you extra movement speed, right?
No. It gives you an extra action that can be a strike or a strike.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah, he does that, and it's a bloodline spell, so his hand on your shoulder just gets covered in scales.
Yeah.
As he does it.
Nice.
And then with this last action, he'll cast a shield on himself.
Okay. Next is the Sabasan's turn.
Oh, shit.
The Sabasan takes a huge breath.
Oh no.
And emits something called Fell Shriek. He just. Sabasan emits a deafening cry in a 30-foot cone. So he moves up, so he'll pretty much get. He's only going to get Adelar, Kezra, and Benson in this.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
I need the three of yous to make a fortitude save.
That was my second 19 on the dice for my best.
Hope I'll be alright. I think I got a good roll.
Alright. Benson, what'd you get?
32.
Cool. That is a success.
I got a 26.
26, success.
Oh, thank God.
Good.
17.
That is a failure.
Yep.
You are deafened for 1 minute.
Failure?
Huh?
The failure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Does that mean you can't cast?
I think I take a penalty. I'll look into it.
Yep.
I might have to make a flat check.
So look that up. It is still in the tree line too, so it doesn't come down quite yet.
Yeah, if you perform an action with the auditory trait, you must roll a DC 5.
Yep.
Okay. So
or lose the action.
I was more hoping to get Kezra because of the stupid lightning spells. okay. Back to the top of the round. Round two, Elkwood.
Okay. So he definitely saw this Sabasan come in. He's in the tree line as well. I think I asked this before, but my hunter's aim, would the Sabasan be concealed to me?
At this point, no, because it you know exactly where it is now.
Because it's just like, because I know I get benefits from that. If it was concealed, it'd be like, ah, no, you're not anymore. So he is actually going to switch his attention to the Sabazon immediately. Okay. And one action to hunt prey on the Sabazon. And two actions to do Hunter's Aim to give himself a +2 for this strike.
All right.
So it's +17 to hit with a naughty poison arrow. That is a 27 to hit.
That will hit the Sabazon.
Beautiful. I was like, natural 10, 27.
Yay!
So that would be... so once it hits, you need to make a fort save.
Okay. Fort save of the Sabazon, 24.
Ah, damn, just makes it.
Okay.
So, yeah, he does that. Let's see, get my D8 out. Where's my D6? There it is. Six. So it's 12 points of damage to it. And this time, it's like, now that he moved that, he is going to have Vamir circle over and do a fly right over, like around, so he's not going to get an attack of opportunity, I'm assuming. And fly right next to the Sabazon.
Gotcha.
Okay. And make a strike.
There we go. Okay. He's going one-on-one with the Sabazon again.
Well, it worked so well last time. So his two attack, he's going to peck.
Does he get two actions or just one action with your hunt prey?
He only gets two actions. I could, if I pulled another feat out, that it would take away two of my actions to give it an extra one. But I never took that. So he only gets two actions, so...
No, I meant because you used a hunt prey and then use Hunter's Aim.
Yeah, so that's my two actions right there. Hunter's Aim takes two actions to do.
And hunt prey takes one.
Yeah, so it's three actions for me. But now that I am now he's a mature animal companion, as soon as I do hunt prey, it immediately goes over.
Does he get one or two actions from that, though?
He only gets two actions. So one action to move, one action to attack.
No, I get that. I thought... I can't remember.
No, he...
Okay, so he does get two actions.
Yeah, it's just I don't have to command him. Yeah, like, okay. Use an action to command to go
I didn't know.
Over.
Okay.
Yeah, the hunt prey thing acts as your command at that point.
Okay. Oh, cool.
For some reason, I thought it was like, if you do it with the hunt prey, you only get one action, but I'm mistaken.
So he is going to roll to attack.
That's awesome.
19 on the die.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that is a... his attack isn't the best, unfortunately, but it is a plus... it'll be a 30 to hit.
30 to hit? That is a definite hit.
So he's going to do... That's going to be 2d8, and since I used Hunt Prey on him, he shares my precision ability, so it'll be 3d8.
Okay.
Plus...
I don't like this.
3d8 plus... what's it called? Plus 3.
Dude,
due to
his
strength modifier.
That's nice.
So, yeah. He's going to be... Seven?
Oh my god.
One more seven. Oh, okay. So seven, 10, 17, plus 3. So that's going to be 20 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Too wow. shabby.
Yeah, what so he's just going to...
What an absolute unit.
So it's like this giant vulture just goes over and just jams its beak like right into its chest.
Yeah. Yeah, and now they're both fighting in the air.
Yeah.
It's kind of badass.
Just screeching.
Okay. Benson, it is your turn.
So I will use my new free action since I've been hasted to lay on hands myself.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
Get that AC boost.
Yep.
AC Word. Boosted and hit the points back.
Yeah.
And you get some AC out of that, right?
I do.
Plus two.
Oh, right? Yeah.
you stink.
And then I'm going to get three swings in.
Oh, yeah.
26.
26 against Charaka Butcher is a hit.
Yes. Sick.
Which one are you going for, north or south?
North.
North, okay.
Seven points of damage.
Ouch.
Boo.
Not great.
That was like, what, all ones?
Yeah, pretty much.
Gosh. Okay. All right.
Oops, all ones.
Next attack.
Oh my god.
What is it?
Natural 20.
Woo! Yeah, I'm getting a lot of love for the crit cards today.
Yeah, I know.
Skewer. Is that the new Dice White Dice?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Skewer this thing.
Woo!
I just destroyed
that. That one isn't relevant for this.
Nope.
Nah, okay.
But
yeah, you gotta choose a good one.
Yeah. Tangled.
Interesting.
Crit effect. You attempt to grapple the target as a free action. This uses the same multiple attack penalty as the attack and doesn't count towards your multiple attack penalty.
Whoa.
It doesn't say that you have to have a hand free.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
So I say he gives it like a full Nelson with a shield arm. Sticks this thing in his armpit and just cuts him with his sword.
Yeah.
So attempt to grapple him with the same penalty.
Yep. So that's athletics?
Yeah, athletics. Yeah. And since that was your first attack, it's your full, it's your full grapple.
Full, so your full athletics bonus against his,
Well, oh my god, this would be awesome.
Trying to find it.
Well, I guess do your damage first, then, right?
Oh, natural one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. It was a free grapple.
It was a free grapple.
So you don't grapple him, but you still double damage.
Double damn.
Yeah.
28 points of damage.
That's what I like about.
It. Oh, uh-huh. Okay. All right.
And since that was my first attack.
Yep. Keep going.
Oh, that's a 5 on the die.
Wait, actually, that was your second attack. Sorry.
Yeah.
You did 7 damage.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Right.
So the net last one was a miss.
Okay. All right. That was Benson's turn with a solid crit. Goodness.
Gosh.
The Trarukha all begin to scream enraged as they have the rage ability.
Oh, cool. They'll do more damage.
Yep.
Oh, God. They're
sure will. They also get a little bit of health back.
Oh, temp. Okay.
Yep.
I was like, wait, what?
Let's hope you don't regret the haste spell.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
What was that scream enraged?
Huh?
What's that? Do they scream?
Yeah.
Is it relying upon them they just scream and they do it, or they hear other creatures scream and they get it?
No. They have the rage action, so they can
get
the barbarian rage.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it says rage as the barbarian class ability.
Gotcha, okay. I thought it was
it's a flavor scream.
They just get mad.
Gotcha. Flavor scream.
Yeah, you know how Kesra gets really mad sometimes when he starts swinging that halberd around? That's what they're doing. Alright, so they then one of them has to pick up his hatchet. Which one was that? Was that the
one right in front of me?
The one to the north?
Yeah.
Okay, so he picks up his hatchet and then tries to get like an upward, so he grabs it on the ground and just does like an upward swing at your chin.
He's like so pissed.
35 to hit?
Yeah, I got it.
Alright. You take 22 points of damage.
Jesus.
Ugh.
All right.
Nasty.
Brutal.
Oh my gosh.
They're nasty.
That was all of his actions.
Oh, good.
You were already bleeding. Is that correct?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I did so lay on hands myself.
Oh, you did.
Oh, right. Yeah,
you did.
In which case, because he is raging, you take 4 points of persistent bleed damage.
Ugh. All right.
Really?
Yep.
Dang.
So now you're bleeding again.
Yep.
You
know, I just lay on hand myself. Oh, that's good.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
The second one is going to. He has all of his attacks because. Oh no, he still has 2 actions because he raged first. So first attack with his hatchet. 26.
Raise my shield. Doesn't get it.
Yay!
Doesn't get it in.
Reactive shield.
Second one.
God bless them hands.
23.
Miss.
And a miss. God. Okay.
Sweet.
It's got some chunky AC now.
Yeah.
Man, they have some abilities that I can't get off unless I hit you. So that
my
was...
AC is 28 right now.
I don't like that number, Jonathan. The other Charaka Butcher is going to take a few steps up. He raged, and now he's going to walk over here so he can get more of a shot on Kesra. And he is going to do one throw debris at you, Kesra.
Yeah!
26. That hits. All right.
You get my... Nope, I used my hatchet.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you right. use it. Yep. Use it to protect yourself. You however, it's all right. good because.
I'm fine.
That is 13 points of bludgeoning damage. And I think that's it because he raged, then he moved, and then he threw something. Okay. That is all of their turns. Adelar, your turn.
All right. Adelar is going to do some repositioning.
It's only going to be 3 points of damage because I'm going to use shield block. Break my all shield.
Right. So he's going to reposition. He goes a little northeast so that Elkwood, Kezra, and Benson are all in his halo emanation. And I was looking up the deafen condition, so it only applies to spells that have the auditory trait.
Correct, yeah.
So that means I can cast heal without having to make any check or anything. Actually, almost all my spells do not require the auditory trait.
Really?
That's yeah. I went to Archives of Nethys, and it has the spells that have the auditory trait.
Yeah.
And it's none of the ones that I prepared today, so I'm good. I know. Because at first I thought it was just like if you're speaking, but if you think about it, you just got deafened, you can still speak.
Yeah.
You would just speak a little louder.
Yeah, probably.
I'll... healing you, that's sad. Take up a dozen.
Why are you shouting? What?
It's like, God, stop yelling. Like, I can't hear you.
All right, so we got some 3D 10 plus 24 coming your way.
Juicy.
Two action unit. Heal.
Hey, stop doing that.
No.
All this butcher's hard work.
He's like, no.
You know he gets paid minimum wage.
Oh. He's just a line cook.
Oh gosh, so much math.
Just say max heal. You're healed for all of it.
How much you're down? I might just say you're full.
The math is easier that way.
Yeah.
I'm down to 58 of 92.
58 of 92. You're full.
Good lord.
You are disgusting.
It was
43 without the halo bonus. I'm like, I don't need to figure that out.
With 43 without the hate. Shut up.
Yes.
I hate it.
Jake is so done with this shit.
Hate it.
It's like a roller, like every combat with Benson is a roller coaster. Low, high, low, high.
Oh, yeah. Double the heal spell's level, so it's level 3 healing, so another 6, so 49. Yeah, you're good.
God.
You're good.
Okay.
And, you know, do I need to do any more? That's my turn.
Okay. All right. Kezra, your turn.
Kezra, seeing Benson... hang on, he's going to reposition to here.
Yeah.
Dang it, Kevin.
Oh.
I know what he's going to do.
All right, wait. Describe where you are and then see what you're going to do. So I know what happened.
I ran out from behind Benson and all of Jake's enemies lined up nice and perfectly for me. And this time, rather than a lightning bolt emerging from my finger, I open my jaw.
That's...
and lightning
yes.
flickers from my teeth as my dragon breath lightning shoots out.
Nice.
60-foot line and will hit all three butchers and the Sabusan.
Absolute monster.
And this is my focus spell.
Yes.
So this is a little weaker than the lightning bolt right now, but it automatically heightens.
Yep.
Every time I get
alrighty.
That's baller.
So,
gosh.
Roll the damage and then I will do the reflex saves to see who...
No, that headshot.
Oh no, that didn't look good.
Getting everyone psyched up there, then.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Wow, it was awful rolling for on 5d6.
Okay.
10 damage on 5d6. I rolled 3 ones, a 3, and a 4.
Oh,
oh my god.
Okay. All
so
right.
Roll a reflex save.
I mean, hey, that's still 40 points of damage all added up.
If I fail, 40 damage.
Yeah, we'll see if the reflex save.
They will.
So, going north to south, the first Charaka Butcher gets a natural 20.
He's fine.
Yep. second one, 18.
Fail.
Okay, so he takes 10.
10.
Yep. Benson has been wailing on this dude, though, so that will actually help quite a bit. Third Charaka Butcher, 29.
Regular success.
Regular success.
So 5 damage.
5, there we go. And the Sabasan gets a... his reflex is pretty good. 19, however. Bad
fail!
Nice.
He will take 10.
10 more damage. 10.
Okay.
It's all right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
35 damage.
Yep.
Yeah.
What'd you do with that other lightning bolt? Like 200?
Yeah.
180,
I think. It was like a 90 damage lightning bolt.
Yeah. Also, like a bunch of critical fails.
Oh, yeah. 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 Great.
That's glorious. That's where most of the damage came from. Okay. A scary lightning bolt coming out, doing decent damage despite the your rolls there, Kel. Okay. After Kezra, it comes to the Sabasan's turn. The Sabasan is actually going to ignore the vulture. Mm.
Of course.
And he's going to fly past him.
No.
And he is lined up with Adalar.
No.
And so he has the two action thing, powerful charge. The Sabasan strides up to double its speed and then makes a claw strike. If it moved at least 20 feet, it gets some more damage off on it. So it strides right through the tree line. So Adalar, you got your positioning right, and you realize that you can heal all these guys. And then you see something go through the trees just south of you. And then, like a fucking jungle horror movie, just goes right at you.
He's gonna crit me. My AC is trash.
Okay. So it makes a claw strike. So let's see.
It's like we've all seen Congo.
Yeah. fucking awful roll, however.
Good.
22 to hit.
It hits.
Just a regular hit, though.
Just regular hit. Just a regular hit.
Regular hit, though.
We take these.
So, it is... God, this damage is awful.
I actually read the book Congo. Book was awesome. Movie was...
only 9 points of damage.
Okay.
However, you are also grabbed.
Yeah, that's
my guy's gonna fly up in the air and drop him.
Hurry, Featherfall.
So, that was his entire turn. He moved for one action, and then the two action charge.
Oh, God.
That's the end of his turn. This however, is... you guys see this thing fly down at Adalar, grab him by his throat.
Wait a second. Did you say that... did he do slashing or piercing damage by chance?
He did slashing. Why?
Slashing?
Yeah.
As is taken... Adalar is taken off guard by this Sabusan. You just... You know, like the charge thing, you see Adalar looks and his eyes get wide, and you just like... You know, like the background is like it's like a black, and you just see like the claw strike, you know?
Uh-huh.
Kind of like anime style.
Yeah. Very
and
anime.
You see the blood spray out, and then Adalar, like, he just looks down at his gaping wound, and he's like... Abadar, curse you. And I need you to make a will save.
Oh!
Sick.
I think I know what this is.
I don't know what this is, but let's see what the Sabasan's will save is. Hold on.
I think it's like a second level.
This is such a cool spell.
I know which one now.
26.
It's a regular success, but you will take half the persistent bleed damage as you've been cursed by a blood vendetta.
Oh!
Yes. Blood vendetta. That's awesome.
That's kind of metal.
Yeah,
I know from Adalar. What?
Right. So you're going to be taking 4 points of persistent bleed damage.
4? Okay.
So
okay.
Make sure you remember next turn.
Yep. I will mark him.
I'll try
to
remind you.
Yeah. Keep me honest, but I did mark him with a little red dot.
Ah, cool.
So. Anyway, that was the end of the Sabasan's turn. Round 3. It's only been around 3. Goodness.
Yeah, I know, right?
Elkwood.
Okay, so Elkwood, seeing the Sabasan's like a hell of a lot closer, he is going to move. So the Sabasan's grabbed him, correct?
Yes. That didn't negate the grab, right?
It just, no.
Okay.
No.
All right,
is it an auto grab or is it?
It's an auto grab.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure. Like, if you had to do a grab attempt.
Let me read it to you. So it says damage slashing plus grab.
Yep.
Yeah. Period. Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Alrighty. Because if he's grabbed, I'm just trying to remember second edition. If Amir goes back to follow him, did he get flanking or a bonus to a hit?
Yeah, he would get flanking. I mean, the positioning alone.
Yeah,
that's why I was just making sure.
Adalar is directly north of him. So if your animal companion goes south of him, you'll
Yeah. That's what I was looking at. Okay, so first, Elkwood is going to take a 2-action Hunter's Aim to strike at the Sabasan,
mm-hmm.
And once again, equipped. Oh, this one using a different arrow. 11 on the die, so that's a 28 to hit.
That'll hit the Sabasan.
I plus 17 to hit when I keep using that feat. I'm using it a lot more.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so, and this time he's going to use one of those lovely vine arrows.
Okay.
So it will take a negative 10 foot circumstance fiddle's penalty. If I crit against it, he would be immobilized. But he's right now taking a negative penalty to movement.
Okay.
Negative 10 until he escapes. For
question: he's sort of hovering there. Does it just work on?
Maybe it just restricts his.
I think it restricts his movement because it doesn't say anything like if a flying creature is.
Okay, all right. So it just restricts any movement speed. Okay,
and
like it tangles his wings.
Yeah.
Four rounds unless he decides to use an action to break it. But since he hit, that is a three. 7. Where's my D? I have my D8 out, and you know, it just keeps disappearing behind all my dice. Oh, there it is. So that would be a 7 points of damage from it. And the mirror is going to fly up and flank.
Yep.
And. Oh, 16 on the die.
Oh my god.
So that's a 27 to 27 to hit.
Yeah, that,
is it Vamir or Emir?
Vamir. V-A-M-I-R.
What a badass.
Yeah.
He's
tearing this Sabisan new asshole.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's doing a hell of a lot better than he did last time. So, you know what? I'll just break out another D.
Oh, he's got a bag of new dice over there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, so, 5, 4, so that's 9. Nice. 9 plus 7, that would be a 16, I believe. And plus 3, so that would be 19 points of damage.
Stop.
Damn. Just driving.
That back-to-back precision damage is so great.
Yeah, like, he's just driving his beak.
When you both hit in one turn, it's just so bad.
Well, the sheer fact, like, I just like that it shares my, like, you know, like how I was looking at, like, with druids and stuff, like, they get mature animal companion a lot faster.
Yeah.
But the rangers can share their ability. Yeah.
They get the hunter's edge.
Yeah, that alone is a huge boon to build.
Yeah, because otherwise animal companions are kind of stupid.
Like,
it's like, oh, 1d8.
It also makes the ranger feel unique.
From
the druid.
Yeah. Okay.
So Adalar just is like grabbed and just sees this vulture just kind of like its wings just opening up and just stabbing right into him.
Yeah, I imagine. I mean, the Sabasan has these, like, you know, he's got like the leathery wings and stuff like that, and like he's very like sinewy, like. Gaunt frame, and I imagine that the vulture just comes up and just digs right into like the tendon of his shoulder, and Allard, you see it all. Also, there's the arrow through his chest right now.
Yeah.
God, okay. Are you done with your turn, Oakley? really hoping you are.
Well, I only attacked once with a Helkwood, so.
Oh my god!
Because I used 2 actions, and then I was like, yeah, what? So he's just gonna go for it and shoot again.
I liked it when you guys were banking on your hero points to win.
Shouldn't have done that. That's a natural one.
You do have a hero point.
No.
Yeah, I guess I'll use it. Oh, no.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just go with it.
All right, just going with it.
Yeah.
Good call. That was a bad one.
No.
Oh, wait, are you taking it? You're doing it?
Yeah.
You're keeping the natural one.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
It's a crappy. It's a bad one for you.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Amazing miss. You miss so badly that you are stunned one.
Oh.
So stunned one gives restricts an action,
you
right?
You lose an action next round.
Yep. All right, 2 actions going to use that one. All right.
Benson, it's your turn.
Jesus, I'm not in a great spot.
You're in a quagmire. You're in a sticky wicket.
So if I move back...
I mean, you can still take 2 strikes and you can move and raise your shield. I mean, like,
that's true.
If you want to reserve your reaction for a...
Well, no, I want to go back and help Adalar, but I've got 2 guys in front of me.
Oh, don't worry about Adalar. He's all right.
Sure.
Adalar's going to punt.
I could literally just, like, heal myself for, like, 50 points a year, so I'm not concerned.
Okay.
I mean,
be upset at me when you die.
Well, you do know he took a dip in monk. He's just gonna punt key strike.
Just uppercuts the Sabazon.
Oh, what the hell? I think the first one is unfortunately a miss with a 19.
Yep, that is a miss. Their AC has gone down because they raged, but not that much.
27.
That will hit.
Yes.
Try to work out Butcher.
12 points of damage.
Okay.
These guys are beefy.
They are so much HP in these things.
Yeah, it's like fighting fucking three Kezras without
another natural 20.
Is that? Oh,
of course that's another natural 20.
Another natural 20 from John.
Is this your third attack?
Yeah.
What's the total?
This will be the first one that's at minus 5.
Does haste give you 2 at your full?
Yeah. Isn't that
what
No.
It would be minus 10.
That's to 24.
Still hit.
Okay, still a full ass crit.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Stand aside. Push the target 5 feet. Which is huge for you.
Just.
Wow.
Like, that was incredible.
Just push him back.
Oh my god.
So you just, like, stab him and just, like, shove him back.
Yes.
Unless he just kills him.
I mean, he fucking might.
26.
Still up, my god.
Guys, so that was it double damage?
Yeah, it's still double
damage. That was double?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just check.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Man.
Then I will raise my shield with my last action.
Raise your shield. All right. It is the butcher's turn. The one that you push back is going to take a step up. And it,
he's like, wasted action.
He's like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Don't push me.
All right. First hatchet strike. All raging. 26 to hit.
Hits.
Okay.
Shield is raised, though.
21 points of damage. And then... did you take your persistent bleed?
Is that a d6?
1d4. Right.
It's a 1d4.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a d4.
And then you roll the 20-sided to see if you automatically recover.
Correct.
What do we get, a hit?
15 or higher.
On fortitude?
No, it's a flat.
15?
Yes!
There you go. All right, in which case, you take 3 points of persistent bleed, then.
Okay.
Because you healed from it, and then he made you bleed again. Second hatchet strike.
Flex that wound closed.
33.
Oh,
that'll hit.
19 points of damage.
Okay.
The second Charaka Butcher to the south is going to get all 3 of his attacks off.
That one.
Oh, we'll find out.
There's so many opportunities.
First hatchet strike. 25.
Against me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that hit.
Okay.
No.
Raise your shield?
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
God damn it.
With this high attack.
Second one. 27.
Yeah.
Just gotcha.
17 points of damage.
Oh my god.
These things are so god.
They're beefy as hell.
No way I hit you with the third. No way.
We'll see.
Look at his face.
That'll be a 29 to hit.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
How did
her?
Heal!
20 points of damage.
How messed up is Benson looking? Probably pretty messed up.
Is it 20?
Yeah.
I'm at 34.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he took heavy damage.
It's annoying because I can't fucking get one of these abilities off because he needs to hit
crit.
He's got to have like a really good first attack and then he can do some fun stuff. Right. I just want it to happen. All right, the northern Charaka Butcher that kind of went around to try to hit Kezra. He sees the Sabasun ganging up on Adalar.
1 second.
What?
I just checked. I thought my shield gave me a +3 with Divine Ally, but it's only a +2, so that 26 would have hit me.
A 26 would have hit you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or 25. Whichever one.
Your Divine Ally increases its hardness, right?
Yeah.
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 Hit points.
So I'm taking more damage.
Okay. Wait, so was that the first attack, then? That...
It was the first attack.
It was the first attack.
Sorry about that, Jake.
No, no, you're totally fine. I was trying to figure out where...
He's like, no, totally fine. I really want to.
Okay, so yeah, it was the 25 that I missed on.
I thought your AC was...
It's 25 with the shield.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought, for some reason in my head, I thought Divine Allies.
You had 26 plus... when you did the Lay on Hands.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah,
that
yeah,
makes
yeah.
sense.
You had the Lay on Hands bonus.
No, keep the damage, because what he's going to do is that because he took the first persistent bleed damage, his second action would have been to lick your blood off of his blade. And he looks a little invigorated by it.
Bruce.
So we'll keep the same numbers, but something happens on something happens with that middle action that he had.
Of course.
All right, that was that one. Yeah, that, okay. Yeah, he seems to enjoy it a little too much.
I guess he's never heard of blood diseases.
Anyway, the third Chiraka Butcher sees the Sabasan going ham on Adalar, and he likes that idea. So he's going to march right up to Adalar.
Hurry, guys, we're getting a flanking position. We can flank everything.
All right, he's only going to get two hatchet attacks here.
Oh, just two.
Just two hatchet attacks.
Just two.
32 to hit you.
That's a crit. All
right.
Damn it.
He's raging.
Ugh.
38 points of damage total to Adalar.
My gosh. Okay.
And 1 point of persistent bleed.
Oh, all right.
Yep. Second hatchet. Swak! Yeah. 24 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
17.
And Adalar goes down.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Wait, really?
Yeah, really.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I mean, we could take a crit.
I know. I thought you were just kind of joking, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I kind of thought you had more health than this.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, he doesn't.
No,
I don't. I'm a cleric.
Okay.
A cloister.
Adalar... is in the clutches of the Sabasan.
Oh shit!
And I'm dying.
Yeah, blood. and the butcher just went up and hit him twice in the chest. Up next is Adalar. Actually, no, you would go to the front of the Chiraka.
Yeah.
So in which case, we default to Kezra. It is your turn.
Do I help Ben's in there to help Adalar?
Adalar's words just ringing your all's ears.
Be the death of me.
So it's great, because I have a perfect lightning bolt on either the Sabasan and the Chiraka attacking Adalar, or the two attacking Benson. And I'll probably kill the one in front of Benson,
so
which would be big.
I'm going to give you... actually, I'll tell you, the Sabasan does not look great.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was thinking. I feel like I could kill one of the combatants from either engagement right now.
Yeah, you've seen the Sabasan take massive hits from Elkwood and Vemir.
I have time.
Because he can.
Kezra will do a full lightning bolt.
Yes!
On the Sabasan and the Chiraka from the Chiraka number 3, who's...
Yep.
I don't think taking any damage.
He is not, actually. He is still full.
Yeah,
he's, all right. He's fresh. So you will roll reflex saves.
Full with
I roll roll.
Yep.
D12s.
Right. Yep, go ahead and roll your D12s, and I'll get these reflex saves ready. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. My God. I am cursed. Jesus Christ.
Okay, all right.
14.
Oh, my gosh.
4D 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Two of those D12s. Four D12s were twos.
I this might be an unpopular opinion, but I kind of hate the D12 out of, like, all the dice.
I know.
I love the D12.
I don't. And I like here's the reason. There's a lot of people who are like, the Great Axe is the best. It's got a D12 for damage. I'm like, no, you could do a great sword and just get... you know, 2d6, and your chances are better.
Yeah.
Anyway. So,
14.
Yep, 14. First, the Chiraka Butcher reflex save. 18.
Fail.
Fail, so he takes a full 14, you said?
Yep.
Okay. And Sabasan. He might go down from this. 21.
Fail.
So he takes the full 14 points of damage, and he goes down.
Yes! Yes.
Thank God.
Oh my God.
Yes. He gets shocked like like when a pigeon like hits a power line and just drops to the ground.
Beautiful.
Potentially saving Adalar's life because Sabasan was going to do some awful things to Adalar next round.
I was like, oh no.
He did it to Vamir in the last combat where he was draining blood from him.
Yeah, he grapples and drains blood.
Yep.
And with my last action, I will move into flanking with Benson behind Chawrakahu's.
There we go. Front. It's crazy because you did not have a great damage, but it was just enough to pull through a save out.
That's beautiful.
Maybe you could fucking lightning strike this fly, I swear to God. Fail around.
It's a high AC.
Yeah, I know.
They see
it's
like
a diminutive 40. Creature.
It's tiny.
All right. Solid round, actually, from Gezra.
Yeah.
And it would be the Sabasan's turn, but he's dead.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
Back up round four to Elkwood.
So Adalar does his saving throw.
I do it after.
Before the
Charge. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
And you are stunned.
Yeah.
Someone.
That's annoying. But Sabasan's dead, so that is good.
Yep.
He is going to. See, he wants to get Adalar back up, but that charcoal is just sitting right there.
I'm telling you, just take him out. Pick him off.
He's got too much health.
He's chunky, though, man. He's chunky.
Yeah, I think the only bit of damage he's taken was that lightning.
14. Wow. And, yeah. So he is going to. Okay. Because I have potions, which could help Adalar, but since I'm stunned one, it was like I have to
move, draw out the potion, and your turn,
and my turn ends.
Yeah.
So
you could just throw it at his forehead and just see if it works.
See if it trickles in.
So what he's gonna do is move in, take a stealth move action to move over next to Adalar.
Okay.
And he's going to use a second action to hunt prey on the Tarakal.
Okay.
So Vamir is going to move over with one action and flank with the unconscious body of Adalar.
I wish.
If only that were the case.
I know.
Next turn, if he can, he'll... either way, next turn, a potion can happen. So, and Vamir is going to strike... 17 on die. Damn.
God. 28
to hit.
28 against the butcher. Yeah, that's a hit.
So it's 4, 8.
Oh my gosh.
That's 11. 14 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Just stabs right into
an absolute unit.
I mean, Skull was right on the cusp of this glory.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But oh well, it's Vamir now, and he rolls better.
Yes, Vamir rolls a hell of a lot better. So yeah, that is the end of the turn.
Okay. That's the end of your turn, so we go to Benson.
Do we kill that last charcoal? Like, that the one in front of
you
two.
So the one that you are flanking right now with Kezra does not look great.
Ooh.
I'll swing away at him.
Yes.
Twenty-five. Yeah, that'll definitely hit.
Oh, skewer this.
8, 4. So, 16 points of damage.
Okay.
What?
Still up.
You're still up.
How? This dude.
These things are
so
fucking
much
ridiculous.
God, he took so much damage.
Okay. Natural 3.
Two actions left.
Yeah.
He is dangling by a thread.
I'm sure. What, has he got fucking 30 health left?
And he's, you're flanking. You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
How many natural 20s can you get?
Natural 12. 17.
No, that is a miss.
Shoot.
And then you get a raise. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. After Benson, Adler, it's your turn.
Okay, so here's what happens.
Uh-huh.
I take persistent bleed damage.
Yep.
So I go to dying two.
Okay.
And now I'm going to make my saving throw.
Uh-huh.
If you're not one this, you're dead.
Remember.
I got a hero point. He's got a hero point.
I'll pull a word from Tim. You have a hero point. Remember.
Natty 14. So I believe that's good because I just have to hit a 12.
Yep.
So yeah. I go down to 11. And now I...
However, weren't you bleeding?
Yeah, that's why I went to dying
two. Oh, you went to... Okay, I missed that.
So now I'm back down to dying one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to roll a flat check to see if I stop bleeding.
Yep.
Nat one.
Oh,
thankfully,
well.
Hopefully that just means the condition continues.
Yeah, that's correct.
So
yeah.
I go back down to... Oh, no. No, I'm at dying one.
Yes. Yep,
okay, we're good. All good.
Okay. It was your turn. The butchers...
This is what I was worried about.
Yep. First butcher. He doesn't like the fact that Kezra's flanking him.
Well, he's gonna have to deal with it.
He is gonna deal with it. He's gonna turn around and try to swing on Kezra.
I'm a much easier target to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you just got Richard who's striked.
Yeah, baby. Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So AC plus two on that. Well, I hit this guy.
All right. No, wait. Do we resolve
the
my...
Hit, the hit goes first.
Okay,
because it's retributive.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So, hold on, wait. Before you do that, he's going to try to hit Kezra here.
It's difficult. You can't hit him.
That is a 24 to hit.
If I had used my bloodline spell, I would still hit. Yeah, I have 20. My AC is 23.
Okay. So, let me deal this damage.
Sorry, I have foil.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm still in my temporary hit points.
Gotcha.
Oh, you're fine.
22 points of damage.
Yeah, fine.
All right. Benson, you do your retributive strike.
Take him down.
And you're flanking, too.
And you're flanking.
21.
21 because you are flanking.
He's raging. He's raging and you're flanking.
Yes!
That butcher dies.
Yes! Oh, thank God.
Beautiful.
John, he had one hit point left.
Oh my God.
I missed him by that much.
Squeezed it by.
I would like to point out, if this next butcher has a good turn, I could go down.
All right. We can do it. We can do it.
There's only two. These tanky some.
Yep. Shower Cup Butcher on the south. One of two left is going to use his turn to attack Kezra here.
This is the one that did the fancy stuff with the blood.
Correct.
Don't they all do that?
Yeah.
They do, but, you know. If that one didn't, if that one that went down didn't, he would also do his blood fury thing. That
is that? Do I keep that AC bonus, or is it just for the attack? How's the spell?
It should just be...
How's the reaction?
It should just be for the triggering attack. So, first attack.
Actually, since my last level up, anybody within... Oh, wait...
He would have to be within 5 feet of you.
Yeah, go ahead.
However, don't worry about your AC. Natural one on this attack.
Woo! Yes!
Man.
Love using these cards.
Damn. I mean, we've been using that
a lot deck. Of cards, yeah.
I want to know if this is a record that we pulled.
I mean...
sorry. You hit an ally adjacent to you or an ally adjacent to the target. So he smashes the guy on the ground.
Yeah.
He was bleeding out.
Oh my gosh.
He was bleeding out going, please, brother, bring the heart. as the hatchet just goes right into his neck. Next attack. Hatchet. 21.
That just hits my AC.
Okay. 21 points of damage.
Okay.
It's fine.
And does he want to do... he does a tackle. What's his health looking like right now? He will actually drink your blood off of his hatchet, and he looks to be a bit healthier from it.
He will drink your milkshake.
Orc blood was a bit spicier.
It's a Klingon firewater.
The Charaka Butcher that was in the north that just took down Adalar is going to step right up to Elkwood.
No, he's not.
two attacks with his hatchet. 23 to hit.
Oh, wait. It's been a while since I've been attacked.
Except for by poisoned crossbows.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The boss.
That's a miss.
Miss.
Nice.
Second attack.
Wait, what?
Another miss. Natural two.
Yeah.
Natural two. All right.
My AC is 24.
Okay. After that. Goodness, where are we?
I guess I took bleed damage.
Yes, you will take. Oh, yeah, because he took bleed damage from that, blah, blah, blah.
So I will.
How much bleed? 4 points of persistent bleed.
Okay.
Next up, Kezra.
All right, Kezra has taken some pain. You said 4 points?
Yes, 4 points. 4 points of persistent bleed damage.
All right. Kezra is going to do a familiar tactic. He's going to strike with the Cinderclaw Gauntlet. Hiya! 23.
That will hit.
Sweet. So.
Oh, he's like sees this claw and it's like, but wait!
Nice. 4 and 1. So 9 damage.
Uh-huh.
And then with his other hand, electric arc.
Yes!
As I hit both Chawraka. It's an oldie.
That's an oldie.
Kezra's old melee tactics.
Question, does that provoke attacks of opportunity from doing it in melee?
Of course it does.
Okay, well, he gets an attack of opportunity on you.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. They have attack of opportunity.
They do have attacks of opportunity.
Shit.
34 to hit.
That's a crit.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. I think that means I lose the spell automatically.
I believe so.
Oh, really?
17 points of slashing damage.
Okay, that was low roll.
Yes.
That was double?
Oh, it was a crit? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was definitely a crit.
Sorry, 34 total.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, is Kezra down? Like,
doesn't look good after that one. He was not expecting that.
We're fine.
As he is now squirting blood out of his neck.
Oh my gosh.
And I guess
I'm okay.
I guess I lose that spell, right?
Yeah, check up on it. We'll see.
Yeah, because I thought you just had to roll like a 15 flat check or something for spells.
I honestly.
Do you have to concentrate on that spell?
Yeah, no,
all spells are concentrate.
Oh, okay, I was just. Because I know some, like, don't.
You lashed out at a foe that's leaving an opening. Make a strike against the triggering target. If your attack is a critical hit and the trigger was a manipulate action, you disrupt that action.
Ah, damn it.
Yep, so it was a critical hit. So I do not get to cast that spell.
Oh, well, okay. Is that's the end of your turn, then?
A regular hit doesn't disrupt the action.
Gotcha, but because it was a crit.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Specifically because of that.
So I lost 2 actions and very, very, very close to death.
Oh my god, all right.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
Elkwood, it's your turn, bud.
Okay, so since now I know I guess these things have attack of opportunity, if I'm moving and they get a hit off, does that stop my movement at all?
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to take a turn? Because they attacked. No, that was attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because I can't remember.
It says if the stride action has manipulate, which I don't think it does. No, it's weak.
No.
So yeah, you moving will just provoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now here's what you can do. You can take a
step.
But like as soon as I pull out, like
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
That's why I'm kind of like, do I?
It will disrupt the potion.
That's exactly what I'm trying to avoid. So what I'll do is,
if it critical hits, that is.
Yeah. However, I'm not risking that. So I'm going to move down here. And if I see, I'm like trying to remember all these skills of like using an acrobatics check.
Oh,
like,
tumble through?
Yeah, to tumble.
Yeah, like if I tumble down here.
Okay, so you just want to tumble away from the away from the charter call.
With one action, tumble far enough away that he can't use an attack of opportunity.
So that would go. It would be your acrobatics. What was the save that he had to make it against Sirkel?
Tumble through specifically says you have to move through an enemy space.
Yeah. Couldn't you just step to the west? I mean,
he's trying to stay in range.
He's trying to stay within 5 feet of you.
I'm just saying, like, you have one move action. You're going to do one move action anyways. Couldn't you just walk backwards and then move down and then move over? Because you're taking a stride backwards, so you wouldn't provoke that way, right?
No, you'd still. Well, the step wouldn't. But
it's pretty much. I'm just trying to avoid if I pull out a potion, he doesn't interrupt that, and if he crits, then potion's lost.
Right.
So I'm going to then just. You know what? I'll just move down.
You'll just move down and provoke.
Yeah, because I thought like using acrobatics, I could just use that to evade an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, it feels like you should.
I feel like that's first.
Okay,
edition.
So we'll do that. I'll tell you if he crits. He definitely doesn't crit. So look up the rule, and then you do what you were gonna do there. Oh my god! All right. So all I'm saying is that he didn't crit you, so he won't stop you.
Okay. So he moves down here.
Okay.
First action. So second action.
Uh huh.
He pulls out a vial of lesser elixir of life that we received. So that is going to be 3d6 plus 6 hit points.
Oh, yeah.
And he just stares at Adlar for a moment and just kind of slowly just places them from his mouth, like just away from it. And he's just toying. No, he's like. No, like for a moment, he just stares and he's just like, all right, let's do this. And he's just gone to force feed this bottle into your face.
Oh, yeah.
And so 3d6 plus 6.
You're going to shove it up his nose.
Oh, that's a 6. That's a 3. So that's a 9. 14 plus 20. And it says, since you're better at this, about bonuses plus 1. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's plus 1 to saves.
Oh, plus 1 to saves.
Okay.
That was the first potion that I saw.
For a minute.
So you would have gained 20 HP.
All right.
Wow.
And he just goes and goes, no, you just need to pay me back. And just
he's like, all right, count on it.
Okay. And Vemir is going to go up and fly around an arc.
Fly around
the attack of opportunity range, flies in.
Gotcha.
And attacks the charcoal. And. Ugh. Balls. 13.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Okay.
Okay.
At least his reign has ended.
Yeah.
He did what he needed.
Okay. That was the end of Elk's turn. Great turn. Getting Adalar back up, though. Benson, it is your turn.
Can I step over a dead body?
Yeah. That, they're also small, so they're not they're not taking up much room on the ground.
Which is worse.
I'm now beneath the token.
I'm with the token up. So you're standing over the Charaka Butcher's body.
I put a hand on Kezra's neck and lay on hands.
Oh my god.
So, plus 12, and you get plus 2 to AC.
Yes.
There we go, that's good.
I know.
And I'm swinging.
Oh.
Okay.
I see the die. What's your total?
33.
That is a critical hit.
Yeah. Double damn.
Please.
Okay.
Just straight up double damn. And if your sword has
No card.
If your sword has a crit effect or something.
Oh my god.
8 and a 6.
Yes.
So plus 18.
Yep. Get all that damage in and double it, baby.
32.
Yes. Ooh. God.
Drink my blood, will you?
Give that back.
I need my blood.
I need that.
So, step, land hands. So I guess I'll use my last action. Yeah, I'll swing at it.
Swing at it, Art?
Yeah.
No. Well,
you never know.
What you're told, remember, they're raging, so they have their AC has gone down.
Alright, so 21.
21.
20.
Barely a miss.
Yeah.
Alright. Benson pulling out Benson pulling out some of the support there. Adler, it's your turn.
Step away.
Well, I'm prone.
Yeah, he's prone.
Yeah.
And crawling isn't.
Crawling is an action.
Yep.
And he can only move 5 feet.
Yeah. So instead, it's risky. Instead, Adalar.
He already used his attack of opportunity.
Yeah. He did.
So, oh, we need to resolve that real quick, actually. Sorry.
Yeah.
He didn't crit you, but you do take 24 points of damage.
Yeah.
But he already used his attack of opportunity.
Yes, he did.
So, Timmy.
How much was his attack? Okay.
Yeah.
How much was that? 24?
24, yes.
I'm so good.
So...
What?
I don't know if we regret this. Adelar, from the ground, grabs onto its ankle.
No. Okay.
And he's like, you like blood, huh? I could use some myself.
Oh.
And I need you to make me a fortitude save.
Kessler's a vampire.
Adelar.
Adelar.
You get the two confused. Yeah.
We just haven't drank enough. Fortitude save, you say?
Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry. This is a 36 total.
Oh, my gosh.
Boo.
Boo. Well, heal yourself, I guess, with the
nothing
last action.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happened?
Nothing.
Oh, boy. No blood.
You could use your last action to crawl away.
Use your last action to heal yourself.
No, I'm going to use my last action to heal myself.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, so. Crawl onto the sub. Hide under it.
Can't hit me here. I still got 25. Wait, I got my emanation too.
Yeah.
25, so 31 points of healing for one action.
God.
One action
heal.
Oh
my gosh.
And you're on the ground, is that correct? Still?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
Even though he's on the ground, would that be flanking still?
He's not threatened.
He's not threatening, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
You did try to attack it.
Yeah, no, magic healing doesn't cure your wounds.
Oh, right, okay.
So. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter yet. It comes back to the butcher's turns.
God, I hate these things.
First butcher that is going toe-to-toe with both Benson and Kezra is... He's seen Kezra get off a few spells, so he's going to keep going at him. Your AC is a little bit higher, Kezra.
Whatever.
First hatchet attack. 24.
Red shooter strike plus another 2.
Oh,
wow, that makes it to 25. Then.
Wow. Okay. So it's a miss, and you get your retributive strike on him there, Benson.
Wow. 20. Yeah, because it would have been 24. I was like, shit.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Wait. Natural 19.
Oh,
natural 33.
That another critical hit.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Oh no, you get a critical hit on a free fucking strike. God.
Retributive strike.
This is just an insane. This has been an insane combat.
Yeah,
this
roll is
so wild.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Not good.
Wait, what's the damage?
Still double.
Yeah.
24.
Okay.
That's awesome.
My boy's still up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Second strike. Less than that. Third. A total whiff.
Oh, oh my god.
Huge round.
My goodness.
I mean, he would have landed a nasty hit there on Kezra if there wasn't a retributive strike. Okay. Another one, the one up top. Sees Adelar try to grab his foot.
He's like, don't touch me.
No.
Get your foot.
It is not me who wants blood, it is the hawk.
I thought he was fire.
He's going to get a few hits on Adelar here.
Dear God.
Yep.
Did Mark get the fly?
No, I didn't.
Ah, damn it.
It was like right there. So I was like, I'll hit
fly
myself.
Still around. 22 to hit Adelar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. It's okay, I got more potions.
25 points of damage.
Are you back down?
Yikes.
No, he healed himself for like 30 something, and he had the potion too, so.
Yeah.
Right.
He should be able to take
one more hit.
Are you down yet?
Nope.
Okay. He is going to drink your blood.
Gross.
Second, last action, natural one.
Yes!
Hey!
Get that other crit card out. Or crit fumble.
Pinprick. You nick yourself with your hatchet and you take one persistent bleed damage.
Oh.
Well, you miss and take one damage.
All right.
I've got, sorry. continue that.
Okay.
But I've got a point.
Oh boy. So, oh my god, one persistent bleed. All right, I'll put the little red dot on him.
So, Retributive Strike does not give you a bonus to AC. I thought. But wait, no, you're within 5 feet of me.
Yeah, so you're shield block. Yeah, so your shield block. Your shield block would happen anyway. Yeah,
you're good.
Cool.
Wait. Oh, it's just passive.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. If awesome. He does a shield block, he can use it on an adjacent ally.
Yeah, I thought Retributive Strike took damage away.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, but the shield block.
Yeah.
Okay. It reduces damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. If he didn't hit, then would you have gotten? Does it matter if he hits? If you get a Retributive Strike?
It doesn't matter if he hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Because they're striking at him.
Yeah.
Right.
Last action. That is a 16 to hit Adalar.
Nope.
No. Wow. So he pricked himself with the other one.
He's like,
oh no, he didn't have that last because he drank the blood.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
I realized that's actually a reaction, so I was doing it wrong anyway. Huh. So he slashes Adalar in the back, drinks the blood, tries to go for another one, pricks himself in the leg, and the blood and the monkey blood just squirts on your face, Adalar.
Yeah.
And then he goes for another one, and Adalar just rolls barely out of the way, and it goes right into the ground.
Oh, this is such a stressful combat.
I know, because these things are taking so much damage.
Yes. Kezra, your turn.
All right, Kezra, not going to go conservative. He will move around, because that will provoke, and that will kill me. So Kezra will stay.
Okay.
Conservative, and he will step.
Okay.
There we go.
I could have strided, but I will not do that. I will step, and I will electric arc the two of them.
Gotcha.
So two reflex saves.
Okay.
Oh, you can split it. That's right.
Yep.
I was like, wait, what?
That's right. It is the best cantrip.
Yes.
No.
Just so good.
Pre-gloves it.
So 11 lightning damage.
11 lightning damage, and I need reflex saves?
Reflex saves.
All right. First one that you're hitting first with it gets a 22.
Just gets it.
Okay, so he takes 5.
What was the total?
It was 11.
Okay.
What's that?
I don't think you have cantrips. I think if they succeed, it just fails.
No, it's basic reflex.
Yeah. It depends on the spell.
That's why it's so good.
That's why. That is why it's so good.
And a 14 for the other one.
Fail. So 11.
Ooh. 11. Goodness. Okay. Combat is so long.
I know. We are going long.
Yeah, it's a long one.
This is one combat.
I don't even know what fucking round it is. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. Elkwood, now.
It's like round 5. It's just taking forever.
So Elkwood, he is going to take a 2 action to do a Hunter's Aim on this thing.
Uh-huh.
He is going to line up another poison arrow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, 18 on the die.
Ooh, okay.
Plus 17.
Oh my god.
That's 35.
That is a critical hit.
This thing's going down.
That's a hit. And with a crit modifier for the bow is deadly.
Oh my god.
So it gets an extra D10 on top.
On top of all the crit damage.
Yeah.
All right.
So
yes.
It's fine.
Roll the crit damage and then just throw a D10 on top of it.
Nine, 18 for the regular for regular bow. And
so 36?
No, it's a D10.
No,
I rolled, it was a 8 total for damage.
Okay.
Of just the 2d6s and a d8 for precision.
All right.
And so that would be 16 points of damage.
Okay.
Plus, my god, I've never had to use a d10 before. what is a d10?
Right.
The funny thing is that you use Hunter's Aim so much, yet you don't crit that often.
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay.
I got this right. Nice little shimmering blue.
Uh-huh.
8. Ooh. Additional 8 on top of that.
So, what, 24 total?
Yeah.
Yeah. Goodness. 24 points of damage, and you need to make a fort save.
Because
some Anadi poison is going your way.
Yeah.
19 on the 42 save.
Oh, that is a fail.
Nice.
Okay.
So stage 1, you're on stage 1. Well, actually, since it was a crit, wouldn't it drop the stage two automatically or no?
It's
or
a crit it, fail.
It's a crit
on
the fortitude.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. The fortitude, the poison itself is normal. The bow damage is the crit.
So stage one is 1d6 poison damage and is flat footed for a round.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, Naughty Venom is great. Yeah.
Wow, okay. Like, yeah, could you imagine making like an Anati rogue?
Yeah, so
get the poison to make them flat-footed.
Cool. Yeah, I'm just gonna make her spit in a freaking jar. So, I guess 1d6 poison on your turn.
Yes. Well, he failed, so he would take the poison right away.
Right away. So,
okay, so roll a d6. That poison damage.
4 points of poison damage.
There we go.
And he's flat-footed.
Love goodness.
All
right.
And Vemir is going to take 2 strikes so he didn't have to move at all.
Oh,
yep.
My gosh.
Oh, fucking natural one.
Oh, no.
Vemir, you were doing so well.
I've had so many cards in this combat.
I know.
Natural attack, I guess.
Overexertion. All these brutal hits he's been laying down. These past couple of rounds, he's fallen off. He is fatigued.
So what does that do?
Oh, no.
-1 to all strength-based checks.
Yep.
So even attack.
2 attack and 2 damage. Yeah. -1 to attack, -1 to damage.
Also, until he rests. So.
Yeah, until he sleeps.
Yeah. Fatigue sucks. All right. Do you want to do a second attack?
He's got it. Yeah, he's got 2 attacks.
Might as well. Yeah, miss.
Miss, okay.
He's tired. All those brutal blows.
Yeah, right.
Yep. He pulled a hammy.
It is Benson's turn now.
He pulled a hammy.
pulled a little bird hammy.
How long does haste last?
A minute.
Yeah.
Okay, you got the 180.
It's been half that.
Yeah.
28
will hit.
Bring this thing down.
16 points of damage.
Okay.
Next attack.
This could be it, dude. This could be it.
Not with a natural 3.
Ugh.
Oh my god. Screw it. Nope.
Ugh.
Raise my shield.
Raise your shield for the last action.
Things are so hard.
I know, dude.
I knew they'd be tough, but this is even harder than I expected.
Yeah. Adalar, it is your turn.
Oh, gosh.
What are you going to do when you're still on the ground in front of him?
Still prone on the ground.
Stab with the halberd. Oh, wait. You gave that away.
And if I try to cast a spell, he'll attack me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the implementation of an attack of opportunity really, really throws everything off.
I mean, I can one action heal myself without taking an attack of opportunity because that's ranged touch. Let me see if I have any other... Yeah, all my other spells, I think, are range. Actually, Elkwood is right next to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, well, if I touch another creature, if I touch Elkwood, would I provoke if I've touched Elkwood?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so, because I think it's only ranged spells that provoke.
Wait, why are you touching?
No, it's anything with a manipulate action.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so any touch spell, probably?
Unless it's only a verbal component.
Oh, right, right, okay.
But what, I mean, like I did Vampiric Touch, for example. I mean, like, you know, last time, that was Ranged Touch.
I know, but it's a verbal zomatic, but he had used his Attack of Opportunity.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it would have provoked. So one action is somatic. Two action is somatic and verbal. So a touch spell would provoke. Because it's a somatic.
Now, if you do a verbal only spell, then
verbal only wouldn't provoke.
Oh, that's why. Oh, this is interesting.
Oh,
verbal only. Yeah, even my heal spell, it's still somatic.
It's somatic first. Somatic. Yes.
Yeah.
Man,
and then it's somatic verbal for the 2 action.
Yeah. Woof. Okay. Well, I feel like it's like literally no matter what I do, I'm gonna.
You can provoke from this.
It's either you do nothing or provoke.
Oh. You got a sword? Do I have a sword?
I'm telling you, you should have crawled onto the Sabasan body. You really pickled yourself by not landing that.
I was hoping to get the temporary HP and damage. And
I know.
I mean, your last turn, there were two options of casting that super awesome spell or crawling because he had already used the attack of opportunity, so now you're in a bigger
and
problem.
If you crawled, Benson would have saw and called you a coward.
Well,
you can't have that.
I think because if I stand up, I take attack of opportunity. If I crawl, I take attack of opportunity. So I might as well crawl and take the attack.
Okay,
of opportunity.
Okay. Crawl, take
crawl under the Sabasan. Yeah. Fine.
That is a 26.
That is a hit. I mean, there's just, it's no question. I'm just going to probably fall away.
Probably. 17.
Okay, I'm still up.
All right.
Yay!
He's still alive.
Yay!
As you turn around and crawl, he puts this hatchet right in your ass crack.
Oh, look, he crawled under his office line. You can't see him anymore.
I can't see me.
He's hidden.
Can't see him.
He's hidden. Oh, no.
I moved it so we can
see. The moved.
Seattle or his pretty face.
Now what do I want to do? Am I feeling vengeful?
That was one action.
What action? Do I want to heal myself like a good boy, or do I want to, you know, what I might do at the expense of healing the Sabu-san,
what?
Oh, no, that's three actions. I can't do that because that's three.
Also, the Sabu-san's dead, so I don't know what you're
doing. Not the Sabu-san, I meant the...
The butcher.
He knows reincarnate.
out of my allies...
I'll bring him back, he'll be a friend.
Out of my allies, who looks the worst?
You need to heal Benson.
Benson.
Yeah.
Benson looks the worst, okay.
If Benson goes down, we're in trouble.
That's true. All right, two actions. My last two actions, I stretch out a hand. I'm still on the ground.
Still on the ground.
Just
take Abadar's strength.
Sounds like good moves there.
That's 46 points of healing.
Oh,
God. Good.
Ooh. And you got the halo heal, right?
Yep.
There we go.
You said 46?
Yep.
Yeah.
Shit.
Wow.
Hey, you're looking better.
Yeah. Butcher's turns.
Oh, shit.
Butcher turns to Vemir.
No, he's not.
No.
He's tired of this bird. Stupid bird!
Stop hitting me.
Fuck out of here.
I haven't been hit yet, so.
35 to hit.
Shit, that hits. That's a crit.
Gosh, yeah.
Oh,
wait, 1 point of bleed.
Right, 1 point of bleed.
He's dead!
Oh! Well, if,
okay. And do you take, the poison?
Oh, I will take the poison, so I need to make a 14 save, is that right?
Yeah, got to beat a 20.
Got to beat a 20. Or, 20?
Yeah, 20 or whatever.
23, so I do succeed. Anyway, a crit on your vulture friend is 32 points of damage.
Yeah, that sucks.
And he licks his blade.
Of course he does.
Damn it. This combat's so long.
I know, these things suck.
And they heal themselves.
Yeah, they heal themselves with it, so get a little bit of health back.
Oh, gosh.
Second attack, it's 32.
That's another crit.
Oof.
Oh, no.
Yeah, his AC is not the best.
Yeah. 30 points of damage.
And he is unconscious.
And that's a crit, so dying too.
Dying too.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, you cannot get any luck with
that. I'm not.
When people on the internet say that people die in this campaign a lot, it's like...
I mean...
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Last attack, total whiff.
Okay.
Okay. Butcher... Oh, God. The Butcher to the South. He doesn't have much left. He doesn't have much left in him.
Okay, neither do we.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Did he see Adalar heal you?
No. Dude, he's in the tree line. He can't see him.
I mean, I don't know. He'll just go with Benson.
Oh, you could roll a perception check if you wanted.
No. All right. 23 to hit Benson?
Miss.
Get
that
out of here.
25 to hit Benson.
That'll hit.
25 points of damage.
Okay. My shield is not looking good.
Yeah, I was about to say, your shield is probably...
Last attack, 18.
Misses.
What's your shield's hardness with the ally?
Let me pull it up.
It's pretty decent.
I think it's 7 or something like that. It's really nice. Good. Kezri, your turn.
All right.
Pull something big out, man.
Yeah. Okay, I am going to cast. All right, I'm gonna
Kezra is going to do what he was wanted to do last round.
Uh-huh.
He will move over here south of the Southern Butcher and line himself up with the two Chawarka and open his jaw. Then the lightning crackles in his teeth again as he fires another dragon breath.
All right, roll some damage, and I'll have these reflex saves ready, buddy. Oh my god. Okay.
Nineteen damage this time.
Oh,
good to better.
That's better.
Okay. All right. The first Chawarka. Hold on. Even with a success, he dies.
Yay! Oh,
which one was the
one that's fighting Benson?
Oh, good.
And then the other one. Natural one.
Double damage.
What's the double damage?
38.
Oh my gosh. You say it's still alive, I haven't heard you.
That butcher also died.
Yes! Oh my god.
As the lightning crackles through the air, killing both of them in an instant.
What a combat!
Oh my gosh.
What a combat.
You, Kezra, as you unleash this and you just feel the power coursing through you, you turn around to see the two Bogard Swamp Seers that were looking over the sickly corpses of the other Cinderclaws, and one of them runs up to the hut. Opens the door. And goes, "They're back! They killed the butchers!" And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh my god.
This entire book is nothing but one shiny cat.
Hey there, everybody. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's Jake, your favorite GM here. Wanted to give a big shout out today to some supporters of today's episode. Realms Apparel and Glory. They are an all new actual play podcast and good friends in the TTRPG community. Right now, season one is out. It is called Veil. It is an epic mystery set in New Harbor, the city of magic, monsters, and machines. This hilarious and heartfelt season kicks off with three episodes that are out right now. You could go listen right now, and you absolutely should. And then make sure to listen and make sure to tune in every Wednesday after that for a brand new episode. I listened to the first episode, and it was incredible. The sound design, the storytelling, the voices, the chemistry that they have at the table is unmatched. It is absolutely amazing. You can find a listen to Realms of Peril and Glory anywhere you listen to podcasts, whatever device, wherever you want to do it, but definitely check them out. We included a link in today's episode so you can listen for yourself, so get to clicking. Our thanks to Realms of Peril and Glory for their support on today's episode.